This is Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook for July 26, 2005. A member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. TechPodcasts.com. Today's column, from the archives, Conflict. First published June 27, 2003. In work, as in life, there is a certain amount of conflict that naturally occurs. Even when the results of conflict are good, engaging in it can be stressful and tiring. That said, trying to ignore or avoid conflict in your work can actually make it worse when it does occur. Often, the best way to address conflict is straight on, before it has a chance to develop into something more difficult or troubling. I can freely admit that I'm one of the most conflict-adverse people you'll ever meet. I don't like confronting people, and I find conflict draining, both mentally and physically. Over the years, I've gone to sometimes ridiculous lengths to avoid conflict. As I've grown older, though, I've developed better sense about what battles are worth fighting and when to fight them. My own rule for conflict, especially in my high-tech career, is to address issues as soon as they arise. If a client has a question or complaint about billing, address it now. Don't wait until the end of the month when you submit your statement, or even the end of the day. Sit down with the client before any more work is done and come to an agreement. Otherwise, you'll find yourself fighting to get paid for work that you already accomplished. Do you have an employee or coworker who isn't doing what needs to be done? Set up a meeting as soon as possible. Addressing the conflict as quickly as you can, make sure that the issue is fresh in everyone's mind. You can then point to recent actions as exact examples of the problem you're addressing. Contrast this with the typical end-of-year performance review, where every transgression, most months old, are revisited. How are you or your employees supposed to discuss issues that you may barely remember? Even if you dislike conflict immensely, you'll find that ignoring problems only makes them worse. From the smallest slight to the biggest ethical conflict, time only makes the issue seem larger and causes people to act even more irrationally. The longer a conflict festers, the worse the damage that may occur and the more stressful the confrontation. Instead of nipping a problem in the bud, the conflict is allowed to continue, involving more people, generating more ill will, and guaranteeing a major blow-up when it is finally addressed. Dealing with difficult issues can be stressful, but that is nothing compared to the storm that rages over a long-ignored, yet extremely divisive issue. If you have problems dealing with conflict, here are some important guidelines. Quickly decide how important an issue is to you. If the problem is small, you might just decide to ignore it. That said, you need to carefully look at the issue to ensure that it won't come back to haunt you in a much more dramatic fashion at a later time. Choose your battles wisely, fighting only those that really matter to you. Address the issue immediately. Don't wait for your anger to grow or self-doubt to prevent you from addressing the issue. As unemotionally as possible, address the issue with those involved. Even if they become emotional, try to restrain yourself. Fighting fire with fire only heightens the tension and actually lessens the possibility of easily resolving the issue. Don't wait for weeks to broach the topic, or other people may simply deny that there was ever a problem. Addressing it immediately ensures that it's fresh in everyone's mind. Don't back down. If the issue is truly important to you, don't allow your dislike of conflict to dissuade you from searching for a resolution. This only allows others to take advantage of you, exploiting your conflict avoidance to further their own aims. Let it go. Once you've addressed an issue, let it go. Don't let the stress and nervousness of engaging in conflict color the rest of your day or week. In fact, I find that dealing with an issue brings a certain sense of relief and closure. Addressing an issue with someone relieves the worry that usually builds up around a conflict. Dealing with conflict can actually make you feel better than trying to ignore or stewing over an issue. Conflict is a necessary part of everyone's life. Don't allow your worries, fears, and disappointments to go unresolved. You need to address conflict in order to move on to other, probably more important, issues. While it might not seem so when you're dealing with an issue, addressing conflict is a benefit to you, your life, and your high-tech career. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch, a member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Questions and comments are always welcome via email at career@welchwright.com, comments on the Career Opportunities blog, or on our listener feedback line at 206-888-6387. Again, that's 206-888-6387.